Unit 6. A Poet of Childhood Innocence. William Wordsworth was a British poet famous for the poetry that he wrote during the Romantic era of English literature. At the turn of the 19th century, intellectuals and artists were greatly influenced by the spirit of revolution that was awakening around the world. Revolutionary thinking was prevalent in Europe, and this was reflected in Wordsworth's poetry. His work was contrary to the styles and themes popular with the literary elites, intellectuals, and artists, mostly concerned with extolling those with power. Instead of emphasizing the exploits of the elite, such as those of kings and generals, Wordsworth's poetry looked to nature and common life for inspiration. His literary work showed that the creative eye and imagination are able to reveal the most ordinary objects and ideas to be transcendent. A common theme in the poetry of Wordsworth is the exploration of the difference between the personal experience of life and the nature of childhood. Wordsworth depicts early childhood in Ode, Intimations of Immortality from Recollections of Early Childhood, as a time of innocence and purity that is lost as an individual enters adulthood. The visions of a child are ecstatic and filled with deep wonder because the birth of a child represents a miracle from heaven that has come down to the earth. In the poem, Wordsworth writes, "Our birth is but a sleep and forgetting. The soul that rises with us, our life's star, hath elsewhere is setting and comes from afar, not in entire forgetfulness and not in utter nakedness, but trailing clouds of glory do we come from God, who is our home." Another poem in which Wordsworth depicts childhood as a time of innocence and purity is entitled, "We Are Seven." "Sisters and brothers, little maid, how many may you be?" "How many?" "Seven in all," she said, and wondering, looked at me. In this poem, Wordsworth tells a simple story that illustrates the faith of a child. Throughout the poem, the voice of an adult is shown questioning a young child from the countryside about the number of sisters and brothers she has. Her answer to this question, as it is put to her again and again in various ways, is always the same: "We are seven." Although the adult finally gets the child to admit that two of her siblings have died and are buried in the graveyard, he cannot get her to acknowledge their death. From the point of view of the child, her siblings are not dead at all, but are known as spirits in heaven.